Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter 2, Bab Tawbati, chapter on repentance. We completed the first chapter in this kitab, and that was with regard to ikhlas, sincerity. Together with that, related subjects, making intentions, which was a very great ibadah to make intentions, and then to make in the intention everything we do is only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is a very important thing, and it is not sufficient that we have just read it, we have listened to it, but really we have to make an effort to bring sincerity in our lives, and we have to check ourselves whether we have got sincerity or not. Otherwise, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person makes effort whole life with namazes, etc., getting up for Fajr now in summer so early, all other efforts he made, but if he did not make the effort of sincerity, then all this, if it was for anything besides Allah Ta'ala, just for to show people or just to make ourselves happy that we are Muslims, that we are all right, and we did not do it for Allah Ta'ala, then everything will be lost. So sincerity is very important. The next chapter on Tawbah, to repent and to turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness. قال العلماء التوبة واجب من كل ذنب. The ulama have written that tawbah is compulsory, that we make tawbah from every sin that we have committed. So that is also, we should become conscious, am I making tawbah from the gunas that I have committed? For example, right now we all made namaz, but we all know what our concentration in namaz was. And that is also a sin, not to concentrate in namaz. So do we make tawbah from that? Also, it is narrated that when a person completes his namaz and he did not make his namaz properly, then it is made in the form of a black dirty rag and thrown back at him. And he is told, may Allah destroy you as you destroyed me, the namaz says. So what was our namaz condition like? Do we make tawbah from it? These are then the open sins, which are actually sins which we commit. Ask ourselves, if for example, yesterday, did I make tawbah from the gunas that I committed? How much of backbiting, lying in our lives? Our eyes are not under control, our thoughts are not under control, we think bad about people, we fantasize about all evil things. Do we make tawbah? Tawbah itself is also, if we don't make tawbah, we have to make tawbah from that sin also. Because tawbah is compulsory also. And if we don't make tawbah, then that is another guna that we are committing. فإن كانت المعصية من بين العبد وبين الله تعالى لا تتعلق بحق آدمي فلها ثلاثة شروط. Then if the sin that we have committed is between us and Allah تبارك وتعالى, that is, like for example, namaz we did not perform. We did not perform it properly. Our wuzu we didn't make properly. Or we lied, we backbited. Any guna that is between us and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not backbiting, that is the right of fellow people, but lying, etc., if it is a guna between us and Allah ta'ala, then for the tawbah to be correct, there are three conditions. Ahaduha ay yukla'a anil ma'asiyah. The first condition is we must come out of that guna. While in the guna and we make tawbah, that is not accepted. We must come out of the tawbah. So that is the first condition. وَالثَّانِي أَيَّدَّمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا. Secondly, that we feel sorry, remorse we feel, that I had committed that sin. That how could I have done that sin? How could I break the law of Allah Ta'ala? And here also we should ask ourselves, do we ever feel that remorse in us? We just want to feel happy all the time. Superficially we make ourselves happy, but how many sins are we committing and do we feel remorse and do we feel guilty in the eyes of Allah that I've committed this sin, I've committed that sin. وَالثَّالِثُ أَيَّعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. And the third condition is that he makes a firm resolution that I will never commit this sin again. Whatever it is, our eyes fell on some strange woman and we looked and we took enjoyment from there. Now, to make Toba, first come out of that sin, that we are not looking. Secondly, we feel that remorse in us, that how could I have looked? It was a bad thing. Allah has made it haram for me. And we feel that guilt within us. And thirdly, that we make that firm resolution that I will never commit that sin again. If we commit it, that is different. But at that time, we must have this in our heart that I will never commit it. Then the tawbah is correct with these three conditions. The tawbah will be correct when it is a sin between us and Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنْ فُقِدَ أَحَدُ الثَّلَاثَةِ لَمْ تَصِحَّ تَوْبَتُهُ. And if one of the three conditions are not found, then his tawbah will not be correct. And he would not have made tawbah. And we might fool ourselves that I have made tawbah. But the tawbah will not be correct. Just like we submit some application. And we have to have supporting letters. We have to have supporting documents. If one document is not there, that whole application is rejected. So just like that, three conditions that have to be there when it is a guna between us and Allah Ta'ala. So this is also very important, and from here we see how important it is for us to learn our deen also. That we don't remain ignorant even about what we might call simple things about tawbah. But there are so many things attached to it, and this knowledge is to acquire it is also compulsory on us, and then to put it into practice is also compulsory. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we make tawbah regularly.